As people age out of the workforce, state job growth will depend in part on young educated professionals staying in Wisconsin. Stevens Point native Brian Novotny has been at UW-Madison for 6 years in what he describes as an amazing city. But he wants to leave the state after he graduates, using his master's degree in kinesiology to coach sports or do physical therapy.
I don't like winter, so I'm hoping to move to California or North Carolina.
Angela Limbach is from Milwaukee with an undergrad degree in geology. She'll locate where there are suitable jobs, but as a climber, she'd like to be around mountains.
Nothing against Wisconsin. My family's here and I love it here, but going somewhere that fits my recreational interests would be better for me.
Earlier this year, the Governor's Conference on Economic Development discussed the brain drain. One of the featured speakers was UW-Madison's Morris Davis with the Wisconsin School of Business. He had crunched some numbers on age and job growth that he wanted to share.
Job growth is on everyone's mind, and I wanted to get a handle on what kind of job growth we could expect in Wisconsin.
Davis says between 2008 and 2012, on average, Wisconsin lost 14,000 college graduates a year. Most of those leaving were between the ages of 21 and 29. He says Wisconsin is still doing better than neighboring states, but
if you were to rank the states, we're second best relative to Minnesota, but it doesn't mean that we don't have a problem. It's just Illinois and Michigan's problems are worse than ours.
Once residents leave, it can be hard to get them back. Gail Hike is community development educator in Price County in northern Wisconsin. Price County actually grew during the 70s and 80s, but shrunk in 2000.
When the wood industry declined, I lost a lot of human capital to the Twin Cities. Young engineers, you know, folks who served on school boards, heads of civic groups. When the economy took a downturn, especially in the wood industry, a lot of them left our community and the state.
Price County is currently conducting a survey aimed at those between the ages of 29 and 39 to find out why they left and what would bring them back. On a bigger scale, the state's lead economic development agency, or WEDAC, along with the Wisconsin Alumni Association, is hoping to lure some Wisconsin natives back. Reed Hall is chief executive officer of WEDAC.
In fact, we just hosted a reception for Wisconsin graduates in Denver when we were out there for another conference. So these are small things that we're doing, and we'll be doing more of these to just remind people that Wisconsin is a great place to live and work.
The so-called brain drain isn't new to Wisconsin. Jeff Soxey is a labor economist with the Department of Workforce Development.
It's an issue that we've certainly been aware of within the department, and certainly, you know, others have been looking at this since the 1990s.
What's different now, he says, is quality of life issues are increasingly important for young professionals. Groups like Wisberg and the Rockefeller Foundation say access to public transportation is one thing that helps millennials decide where to live. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.